Show. Joining us now in our studios, we have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, as always.
You know, before we start talking about what we're going to talk about, and you introduce your guest there, before we do that, let's talk about just last night's elections. There were city council elections, and you will have a couple of new city councilors joining you. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's fantastic. I'm just always so appreciative of people that are willing to put their name out there to run for local office. It's where you can make the biggest impact. And I'm just really appreciative of everyone that chose to run there. So we get returning member Jessica Peterson-White as at 4th Ward, and then Davin Sukup, who's been serving on our Planning Commission, will be coming on as the at-large. And then we have Kathleen Holmes, that's really been involved in formerly NDDC, now the Friends of Downtown Northfield, as that Ward 1 representative. So really a great group of people, and just so appreciative of each one of them.
Yeah, looking forward to that. You know, they have, as you mentioned, all of them are familiar to people within the city because they've been involved with city causes. Nobody's going in cold, and they know what they're up to. So looking forward to the new council, and that'll start the first of the year.
Yes.
All right.
It'll be good.
One of the things that the current council has done or did last year was approve some more money within the budget for economic development and some of the priorities that you have there. And we have one of the results of that decision joining us right now.
Yeah, so it's a pleasure to have in Anna Watson. She's our Economic Development Associate. She and Nate Carlson really work on everything economic development related. And as part of that whole community development department within the city that is primarily doing everything business related, from our building official with permitting or planning, from the planning side of things with Michaela and Reve Needham. Reve has been in here previously to meet with you too. Housing with Melissa Hansen, Nate Carlson, and Anna, Jake Riley. There are just so many people within that department. It's absolutely essential that we ensure not only that it's adequately funded, right, but it's adequately staffed to be able to meet the needs of our community. It's the economic driver of our community and really important. And so I'm just pleased to have Anna in here with us, and I'm just excited to see her grow and develop and give this opportunity to her. So I hope that she'll give a little intro of herself, but primarily really want to talk about MCCD, which is a community development supporter of a primarily underserved population, our veteran women and veteran-owned businesses, and just really want to highlight that service to our local business community.
So. All right, let's talk to Anna. First, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got to Northfield.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's awesome to be here. Before this, I started out as a city planning intern for the city of Jordan, and that was an awesome place to start. But Northfield has just been such an exciting step forward, I would say. Northfield just has so much going for it in terms of business, development, all that good stuff. So this has been really exciting. And before that, I had just completed my urban planning degree from Arizona State University.
All right. Are you from Minnesota originally, or how did you get from Arizona to Minnesota?
I am actually from Minnesota, and I went to the U of M for a year, but just decided to finish out during the pandemic online through ASU because ASU had a very strong online degree program. So,
all right. Well, welcome to Northfield. Thank you for choosing us and for working in the economic development department. One of the things that you have been working on or working with is something called the MCCD.
Yes.
Does M stand for Minnesota? I don't even know what that means. What is the MCCD?
It actually doesn't stand for Minnesota. MCCD stands for Metropolitan Consortium of Community Developers. And it's just a group of professionals in the community development realm that really strive to go out and help communities and provide resources to communities like Northfield.
And maybe Mayor Powdell can kind of elaborate on this or answer this question. Yeah. Is this taking the place of one of the departments, the NDDC or NEC, or is it does it augment some of those efforts that they've been making?
Yeah, and this has been evolving over, I'm not sure, maybe even 2 or 3 years now, actually, where the Northfield Enterprise Center has primarily served in this role for the city. And what we've done is really expanded the services that MCCD can offer is far greater than what NEC can offer, mm-hmm. just because the organization of it is just, it's, they've just got such a deeper bench to be mm-hmm. able to provide some whole nother level of service than what primarily somebody that we've had excellent people working for the NEC, but when you only staff someone 20 hours a week, it's just not the level of that you can really get to when you have a whole nother organization. Mm-hmm. The comparison is just night and day difference. And so it'll just be an excellent service for our people that want to start a business or grow their business. So I'm just really pleased that we're able to do this.
Let's get it back to Anna here. Tell us a little bit more about the MCCD and how, you know, your involvement in it and how it's been affecting Northfield.
Yeah, so we're going into our second year of our contract with MCCD, and it's just been really awesome to work with our new rep, Elle King. What she's able to do is kind of provide no-cost business consultations for the business owners in Northfield. So that can include advising and technical assistance, and it can also include helping business owners find access to capital. And one of the biggest draws for us to MCCD was the fact that MCCD as a whole can provide business consultants who can work with business owners who aren't necessarily native English speakers. And we can really kind of move forward into that goal of diversity and equity in Northfield. So that's been huge for us.
Let's talk about some of the people that have used that, and we don't need to mention names. If you want to, I'm not going to put you on the spot for that, but have you had a number of businesses? I'm kind of presuming this is probably targeted more for the small business end. Have you had people go through some of the programs that they offer?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, ever since the contract started, we've had business owners in Northfield utilizing this as a resource. One thing about, you know, starting a new contract with MCCD is it does take a little bit of time to kind of market and promote. And so we're really happy to take this opportunity to talk about it on the radio. And with our rep, Elle Kang, she is in Northfield once a month with what we call open office hours. And those take place at the library. And so that's listed on our website. That's listed on the MCCD website. And business owners are able to just show up at the library. They don't need to schedule it necessarily. They can just go and have a conversation with Elle, no matter how technical, how entry level it might be. And those office hours take place on the fourth Thursday of every month in the library from 12 to 3, excuse me. Although this month it's going to be offset by a week, I believe, because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking about the MCCD and Northfield's involvement with that program and Northfielders' involvement with that program. You know, some of the things that they offer, you had mentioned kind of large and small. Let's get can we get maybe a little more targeted with that? Is it from the accounting side? Is it from the marketing side? Is it from manufacturing, customer service? What are some of the things that they offer?
So it's kind of all across the board, and with each individual MCCD rep, they all kind of have their own specialty. So our rep, Elle King, she is a loan officer, and she's really going to be a big resource in helping our business owners, you know, find access to capital, and that's huge. So that could include loans for new and emerging businesses, loans for second stage businesses, gap financing or acquisition financing. But aside from the capital component of it, MCCD is really here to just provide kind of advising and technical assistance. So whether that is like business and strategic planning, marketing, communications, referrals to other, you know, more specialized professionals, all that kind of stuff is just going to be a focus of our MCCD contract.
Mm-hmm. And I dealt a little bit with the NEC when I bought the business. Blake Abdullah was running the NEC at that time, and got some advice from him on just some business issues that you really, if you're going to open up a business, it's like, oh yeah, I've got to do this and that and the other thing too. That goes along with talking into a microphone. There are more things involved in that, so it was very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful. Yeah. You mentioned office hours just once per month. I'm presuming that the help is available more often than that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, if a business owner really wants, you know, some extra help or some extra specializing, they can always reach out to the city, and they can always reach out to Elle personally, because she's assigned to Northfield, not just for 3 hours a month, but, you know, as for the contract as a whole. So if they want to reach out to Elle, send her an email, send her a voicemail. She'll always be, you know, ready and willing to help out and reply to those whenever.
Yeah.
Rhonda, did you have some points to make?
Yeah. Well, I just really want to emphasize that it's a free resource. So oftentimes if people are thinking about, well, okay, I've got to go into an office and pay $200 an hour, and you're just thinking about starting a business, that can be kind of a roadblock, or it gives you some significant pause, right? But this is a free resource that we want to make sure is available to growing or emerging businesses, or people that are just, they have an idea, but they really want to vet it with somebody that has been in the industry and might be able to help them look at things from a different perspective, ensure that they get off to the right, to a strong start. And it's just an excellent resource, and just so grateful that we can make this available. Not all cities offer this. It's unusual. And so I'm just really grateful the Economic Development Authority, the EDA arm of the city, has been doing this for many years, predates my time on the EDA or even serving on the city council. Business people got together and they said, we really wanted to ensure that our emerging businesses have the necessary support that they need to be able to grow, expand, be successful in our community. And MCCD is just a really excellent resource. So,
and I want to follow up on one more thing with Anna. You'd mentioned that there are services available for people who don't speak English as a primary language, as their first language. I would think that throughout the metro, this is a metro program, and really here in Northfield is too, there are people that fit that description who would like to be an entrepreneur. Have you had people, has there been any type of feedback or people requesting those type of resources here in Northfield?
Definitely. I think as we move forward with this, we really want to, you know, continue our outreach in that area. So far, you know, we don't get to know the names of the business owners that they're working with necessarily, confidentiality. But the city does, you know, we put in the effort to make sure all of our resources are available in Spanish. They're translated. We have multiple Spanish speaking staff, and we will continue trying to, you know, work on that outreach to make sure that our Spanish speaking and non-English speakers, you know, to make sure they know about this resource. And as we move forward, you know, if we have a non-English speaking entrepreneur or business owner who's interested, they can reach out to the city, and or they can reach out to MCCD. Again, it goes both ways. And then they'll get set up with a representative who can interact with them.
All right. Is there anything else we should know about the MCCD or about, any of the other services within the Economic Development Department?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the MCCD, our contract with them was made possible, again, by the EDA, which we're super grateful for. And the EDA is constantly working to kind of provide all sorts of funding opportunities, opportunities for business owners. And so one fun thing is that we are just in the process of wrapping up our 3-year facade grant pilot program. And that's been so popular in the community, with especially our downtown businesses. So that was an opportunity for business owners to use a little bit of EDA money to restore the facades of their buildings. A lot of them were historic. And similarly, we're in the middle of the Riverfront Grant Program, which runs in a really similar format. But instead of just the downtown, it's buildings along the riverfront throughout the entire city limits of Northfield. And so that's also been very popular. I think being able to restore the external facades of our buildings has just been a way to kind of bring more vitality back to our city. So that's been awesome. Other than that, the EDA also offers, you know, the micro grant program. So that's an opportunity for essentially every business owner in Northfield to latch onto a little bit of funding, you know, just for business expenses. And that's another thing that we just want to keep kind of pushing out and making sure people know what's available.
All right. Anything to add to that, Rhonda?
No, it's great, and just so appreciative that Anna is there, Nate's there, and we just really have an excellent team within the Community Development Department, and just encourage folks. They have questions, they can stop by. There's a great team there, and they want to know how they can help our businesses, and they're out there, they're meeting with people, and just so appreciative of everything that they offer.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated. And we wish you the best as you make your way through Northfield, I guess your career beginning here in Northfield. Yeah. So thank you so much for taking some time and being with us.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Anna Watson from the Economic Development. She is an associate in the Economic Development Department in Northfield, along with Mayor Rhonda Pownell.